He picked him up again. That is the real word for it. Placed him on his shoulders once more and set out. He plunged resolutely into the gloom. The truth is that they were less safe than Jean Valjean fancied. Perils of another sort and no less serious were awaiting them, perchance. After the lightning-charged whirlwind of the combat, the cavern of the miasmas and traps, after chaos the sewer, Jean Valjean had fallen from one circle of hell into another. When he had advanced 50 paces, he was obliged to halt. A problem presented itself. The passage terminated in another gut which he encountered across his path. There two ways presented themselves. Which should he take? Ought he to turn to the left or to the right? How was he to find his bearings in that black labyrinth? This labyrinth, to which we have already called the reader's attention, has a clue, which is its slope. To follow to the slope is to arrive at the river. This Jean Valjean instantly comprehended. He said to himself that he was probably in the Sieur des Halles, and that if he were to choose the path to the left and follow the slope, he would arrive in less than a quarter of an hour at some mouth of the Seine between the Pont au Change and the Pont Neuf. That is to say, he would make his appearance in broad daylight on the most densely peopled spot in Paris. Perhaps he would come out on some manhole at the intersection of streets. Amazement of the passers-by at beholding two bleeding men emerge from the earth at their feet. Arrival of the police.